Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, and this is the solution video for the challenge I call the Hamburger Heaven Challenge. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Make sure that you're only watching this video after you've struggled a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new project, and we're going to make sure it is a blank app, Universal Windows template project. I'm going to call this Hamburger Heaven Challenge. All right, and I'm just going to follow the instructions as they appear in our little instruction file here. So let me open that up as well, and I'll keep it off here to the left side, and I can get to it pretty easily from there. Okay, so one of the first instructions was that you're going to need to find the two images that are available called Food PNG and Financial PNG and add them to your assets folder. Great. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. It's actually going to get rid of that. I have them on my desktop at the moment, and I'm going to select them both and drag and drop them into my assets folder. So far, so good. All right, and next up, said that you have to add two pages to your app, food.xaml and financial.xaml, and each of these will host a single image control. We're going to set the source to food and financial. That's easy enough. So with the project selected here, I'm going to go to Project, Add New Item, make sure that I add a blank page. I'm going to call the first one Financial. And then I'm going to add another one, and it's going to be called Food. Alrighty, and let's go ahead and get rid of that. And inside of here, I'm going to actually get rid of that. I'm going to add an image control. I'm going to set the source equal to assets. And this is food.png. And then I'm also going to set the vertical alignment equal to top, just to make sure that it butts itself up against the top. That's all I should have to do for food.xaml. And then we'll do the same thing for financial.xaml. Get rid of that. Get rid of that background. Add an image. Set the source equal to assets financial.png and the vertical alignment to top. All right, so far so good. All right, let's get rid of that. And actually, while I'm here and I have the app.xaml.cs open, I'm going to go ahead and rip out frame counter. Oops. All right, good. All right, instruction number three. You must create an app featuring hamburger-style navigation using a split view. It must also display the search bar in the upper right-hand corner, hamburger button, back button, title of the page. Very good. Okay, so let's go ahead. That's going to be the big step. So far, again, let's get rid of that. We're going to get rid of this, and I'm going to do like I did previously when I created two rows. The first one would be auto, the second would be star. So let's create grid.row definitions, and we'll create the first row def and copy and paste it. And we're going to set the height of the first one to auto, and then the height of the second one to star. All right, very cool. Now, in that top one, I'm going to create a relative panel because, you know, we're going to align some things to the left and to the right. So create a relative panel. And inside of that relative panel, we're going to put a button for the hamburger. We're going to create a button for the back button. We're going to create a text box or text block, rather, for the title label at the top. Then we're going to create another button that'll be aligned to the right hand side that'll have the search icon in it, and then a text box that will be where they can search in their type in their search text. Okay, great. So let's name some of these. Name equals, and this will be the hamburger button. This one will be the back button. The text block will be the title text block. This button will be the search button. So name equals search button. And then this final text box will be the search text box, great. All right, so next up, let us put the hamburger button will be always aligned to the left panel. So let's go relative panel dot align left with panel equals true. Great. Here, let me actually put some of these on separate lines. It'll be easy to see them. So that's the first thing we need to do. And then I'm going to go ahead and set up the font family. We know that this is going to use that hamburger icon, so we're going to go sugoi or sugo.mdl2 assets. We'll set the font size equal to 36. And next, the content is the biggie, and we're going to set that equal to and pound xe700 semicolon, right? And finally, I'm going to do a click event here, and I know I'm going to need it, so I'll just go ahead and add that hamburger button click event. Great. Okay, next up, we're going to look at the back button. Let's set its relative panel to right of the hamburger button, okay? And we're going to need to change its font family also to the Sago MDL2 assets. And the icon I use, here, let's set the font size equal 36. The one that I used equals and pound X. It was E0C4 semicolon. There's also some coloring. I might add to this a little bit later, but let's add the click event to this as well. Okay. Next up, that title text block. And we're going to make that relative panel dot right of the back button. And then we're going to set its font size equal to 28. And I know this wasn't very obvious, but I actually set the font weight equal to bold, which gave it a little bit of heft to it so that it stood out a little bit more. And I think we're going to have to add some margining here as well, but we'll come back to that. Next, the search button to the rightmost. So we're going to go relative panel dot right, align right with panel equals, panel equals true. Sorry. The line right with panel equals true. Great. And we know that we're going to need the font family equal to sago MDL2 assets. And we're going to set the font size equal to 36. And we're going to set the content. And I found the content that we need. It is at ampersand pound x e1a3. That should give us that little search icon. Oh, and I forgot, you got to have that semicolon on the end. You're going to get all that blue squirrely underneath it. Make sure I did everything right here so far. So go to MDL2 assets, 36. Yep, that looks good so far. And then we don't really need to put a click event on this because we're not going to do anything with it. So I'll just leave the way that it is. And then finally, I'm going to add a search text box. And we're going to put that on the relative panel. We're going to set it to the left of the search button. All right, so hopefully you can kind of picture this in your mind. And we'll set its height equal to 48. And this isn't something that we talked about either, but by setting the height, you're going to get the larger area for the user to type in, and it'll look just more aesthetically correct. I'm also going to set the width to get it to look correct as well. And then I'll set the font size equal to 24 so that when they type in a font, something into that text box, it'll be rather large. And then finally, did you figure out how to do the placeholder text? It's kind of easy, honestly. All you do is go to placeholder text equal and you just type the search and that'll take care of it for you. Great. Alrighty, so that should take care of all the buttons. Let's take a look at what we have so far. Okay, everything's pretty large, but it basically works. Let me make it smaller here. Okay, so we got everything there lined up correctly. You don't see the text block, but it is there. Okay, great. So next up, let's handle the split view. So that's going to go right next to the relative panel. Actually going to go below it in the row equals one. So split view grid.row equals one. And then inside of that split view, we're going to need to create a split view.pane and then a split view.content. Yeah, split view.content. All right, the content one's easy. Let's just go ahead and do that right now. We're going to create frame. And I'm going to give the frame a name called MyFrame so we can reference it programmatically. And we'll just do that. In fact, I don't even need to create that extra space there. Let's just get rid of that. Okay. The pane is where we're going to do most of our work here. And so we're going to add a list box. So let's add a list box. And we're going to add a bunch of list items. Actually, just two list box items. So list box item. And now let's set the selection mode. I think this is the default, but I'm going to set it to single anyway. And so we're good there for the moment. I'm actually going to create a closing list box item tag because inside of this, I'm going to add a stack panel. I'm going to set the orientation of that stack panel to horizontal because again, we want the icon and then the text next to it. And so we're going to need that to go horizontally. All right, so let's go ahead and just put two text blocks in that stack panel. In fact, you know, we kind of don't, let's just copy all this and reuse it, right? Like that. So now we have two. Great. All right, so the first one, we're going to set the font family equal to Sago MDL2 assets. And we'll set the font size equal 36, just like we've been doing. And we can choose any icon that we want, but I'm going to use this particular one that I actually demonstrated in the assignment video. So I believe this is the house. Use any one you want, though. So this is ampersand pound X and then E80F semicolon. So that should take care of that. Let's go on to the second text block, and here we'll just set the text equal to, well, I don't know, we can just do this. We'll just set here financial, and we'll set the font family for this one equal to 24. That should make it about the right size. All right, so let's just actually copy this again and use it here again. And this time, though, I'm going to change up the icon. And for that little star, I'm going to do the E1CE. That should work there. And we'll call this one food. Again, use whichever icon that you want to use from that Sago MDL2 assets font. I'm also going to give each of these list box items a name. So I'm going to call this name equals financial, and I'm going to call this name equal to, what is this, food? Okay, and you'll see how that comes to play here in just a moment. We're also going to need to set in this list box the selected, the selection changed event. So we'll set that up. Probably should have given that a name, but okay, it'll work. I hate when I make that mistake. All right, and before we go and actually check this thing out and run it, I'm going to go to the hamburger button, and I'm going to put my mouse cursor inside of that event handler name, hit F12 on my keyboard so that I can get to that event handler. And what I want to do is, what do we call that? I don't think we gave it a name, did we? Should have called it my split view. Yeah. It's called my split view, so name equals my split view. So here we go. My split view is pane open equals not my split view. Pane is pane open. All right, so that at least should open it up and close it. Furthermore, I think we're going to need to set a couple more things now that I think about it on the split view. I mean, we didn't give it some important stuff like display mode, and we're going to use the compact overlay. And then also, we're going to use the open pane length set to 200 like we did when we worked on this in one of the previous lessons when we actually created the hamburger, the poor man's hamburger. And then also we're going to set the compact page length equal to 56 because that seemed to be a pretty good number. Okay, now we can look and see what we got. Okay, I see that these need to be larger fonts, so let's go ahead and fix that. And I also need some margins as well. So, looks like we had font family 24. Oh, duh, I'm a moron here. Font size, not font family. There we go. Fixed it. Makes sense now. Okay, so let's set the margin on both of these. Let's put a little space on the left-hand side there. Like so. And I'm going to copy and paste that to the other one. So the margin equals 20, 0, 0, 0. That should fix that problem. I also noticed that there was not a lot of room between, and I guess I never even set that text block equal to anything here. Let's just go ahead and run this real quick. Okay. Well, at least that looks good. All right. So now let's get into some of the internal parts. I think we've got pretty much everything there. You must create two navigation options. I guess we did that. In the main center area, you'll use a frame. When the application starts, you want to load the financial XAML into that page. Okay, great. So right here, I'm just going to go in the constructor for the main page. Let's go myframe.navigate to the type of financial. That should work. I've got a weird little situation going on with my IntelliSense and with this template. So you'll have to excuse me here as I try to get this to work right. All right, that's a little better. Okay. All right, so at least that should take care of that situation. Let's see if we resolve number 5. Okay, yeah, it did. It loaded it up when we start. Okay, great. I realize I didn't have this off. I had it off to the left-hand side. Number 6, clicking the navigation will take you either to a page food.xaml or financial.xaml. Okay, that's easy enough. So here, whenever the selection changed, let's go ahead and put our mouse cursor in that event handler name, and then hit F12. That'll bring us here. And so we'll do something like if financial.isSelected, then we'll do something else. And I could do else ifs here. In fact, let me go ahead and do that. Just else if, so that it shows how you could handle multiple is selected. All right. Hopefully that makes sense. And so when somebody selects the financial one, I want to set first up myframe.navigate, and then we're going to send them to type of financial. And then I'm also going to set the title text block.text equal to financial. Something we didn't really talk about much. Furthermore, when the app first loads up, I'm going to need to set that as well. Like so. And let's do the same thing down here. This one, and we'll set this one to food. And we'll set this to food. Okay. Great. Okay, let's go ahead and run the app to see what we have so far. All right, so we're able to navigate. All right, we need a little space here between this title text block and that arrow. So let's go back into the main page.xaml and go up to our text block here, title text block, and I want to set some margin in there. So let's go margin equals, we'll put some space on the left of it. I'm going to put a little space above it. And so our margin equals 20, comma 5, comma 0, comma 0. Great. Let's see that, how that looks now. Whoops, I put it in the wrong spot, didn't I? Yep. It doesn't belong there. It belongs here. And now that should work. All right, great. Moving on. So let's see what else we got here. Here are the instructions. All right, so we finished up number 5. Number 6, clicking the navigation will take you to either food or financial. We already did that. The back arrow should only be displayed when you're not viewing the home page. And I guess I probably should say that it should take you home too. I forgot to say that, but it should. So let's go ahead and manage that state. So we'll go the back button dot visibility, and we'll set that equal to visibility dot collapsed when you're on the home page, but we'll have it let's see, visible when you go to the food page. Furthermore, we're going to need to make sure that it's set to collapsed when the application first loads. All right, so you can see that it's not there, but when I go to food, it's there. When I go back to financial, it's gone. Great. Okay, and so now whenever you hit the back button, we need to go to financial, or actually let's just do it the right way, right? So if my frame dot can go back, then my frame dot go back. And one thing I didn't demonstrate there is that we're going to want to make sure that financial.isSelected equals true, so that even if we're not clicking on the list box item, it will still show it as the current selected page. And I probably should do that as we're first opening up the application too. Hopefully that makes sense. So I'll show you what I mean. When we first launch the application, that should be selected. However, I don't think it's loaded up quite yet. Let's go to food. Now you can see food selected, and then we're going to use the back arrow, and it sets the selection back to food. So let's do that again. There we go. Nice. All right. Now we've done that. Search button must be aligned to the right, but okay, we got all that done. Back button must use a back arrow icon. Font sizes are good. Colors include light gray. I think we're pretty much done with this. Let's run and see. All right, so we look good there. That works. We can go there. We can go there. We can go there. Yeah. All right, I think that's the solution. Did you come up with what I came up with? Does it work? Does it look kind of like what I've got? Hope so. And if you did it, congratulations. That's awesome. We're well on our way now to creating really good-looking apps that belong in Windows 10. Font sizes might need to change up a little bit, but hopefully you get the idea. Okay. So let's continue on and keep learning. We're going to talk about what happens whenever we're working on a phone device versus on an Xbox. Okay. And that's going to be kind of in the next section of lessons, and we'll talk about that next. We'll see you there. Thanks.